Now, my dear, you've just got to tell me. Is it true that David's father was a member of an international criminal gang and that he was murdered by his boss?
Certainly not. I wouldn't have married David if he'd been the son of a criminal. How can you say such a thing?
Oh, sorry, my dear. I'm only repeating what I've heard.
It's all right. I'll get it.
No, you won't. I will.
Hello?
Hello, Juanita. Annie here.
Annie? What is it? Is something wrong?
No, Juanita. Everything's fine. How about you?
I'm okay.
Good. Well, can I have a word with David?
What about?
It's nothing important. Could I just speak to him, please?
Very well.
David, it's Annie for you.
What? Just coming. Hello, Annie. Where are you calling from?
I'm at home. Look, David, I've got to talk to you urgently.
Yeah, sure, of course. But, you know, I don't want any trouble with the police or anything. What if we met in the park?
Haven't you noticed, David? It's snowing. I'd rather we met at your place. Can I come over in about an hour?
Okay. It's 188B Mount Street, and it's in the basement. When you get to number 188B, go down the steps outside.
It's all right, David. I do remember how to get to your apartment.
Hello, Annie. Come in.
Thanks. Hello, Juanita.
Hello. Lillian, this is my sister-in-law, Annie.
How lovely to meet you. So, I hear you're wildly radical green.
I guess you could say that. Yeah.
How exciting. Do you go around blowing up nuclear power stations?
No, I don't. I edit a magazine and I go around organizing meetings, as a matter of fact.
Oh, boring. It sounds just like my father's business.
Listen, David, can we have a word in private?
Oh, mysterious. How embarrassing.
All right. Why don't you come and say hello to the baby, Annie? Look, Annie, if it isn't all that important, perhaps we'd better, like, leave it for now, okay? This isn't a great moment. You know how it is.
I wouldn't have come here if it hadn't been important, would I?
Hello, Sigismunda, darling. Say hello to your Aunt Annie.
I'd rather you didn't call me Aunt.
What would you rather be called then, Uncle?
Just call me Annie, that's all. Hello, Sigismunda. Nice to see you. Look, David, this is hopeless. We'll have to go to a coffee shop or something.
But the thing is, you know...
Please?
So you see, darling, I've rented my apartment to this enormous family of immigrants for 40,000 francs a month, and no one can stop me. But tell me, my dear...
Annie and I are just going out for a quick cup of coffee and a chat. See you later.
So long, Juanita.
Lillian, darling, excuse me for a moment. What is all this about, then?
Juanita, it's a private and personal matter, which doesn't concern you.
David happens to be my husband. Therefore, whatever concerns him also concerns me.
Look, I don't want to argue with you, Juanita. Can we go out, please, David?
You have no right to come here and behave like this.
David, come on.
Yes, well, see you, darling.
We'll talk about this later.
At last.
Oh, she'll murder me when I get back.
You're so damn weak, David. Why do you let her walk all over you?
Well, she's not usually quite as bad as that, actually. Look, I'm sorry I gave your phone number to that German woman.
Oh, that was you, was it? It doesn't matter.
And all this business about the kidnapping and everything. Really, Annie, I just don't want to get involved in it. I mean, you know, I'm a married man with responsibilities.
David, that's not why I came here. It's nothing to do with all that. Nothing to do with it at all. Something has happened, and I've just got to tell you.